Hello, Belinda.
Hey, Omar and Arlene. It's so wonderful to have you in studio with us today.
As we were preparing for this episode and really, like, what are we trying to hold space for? I'm participating in a series called Dancing with Mountains that's led by Bayo Akomolafe. He's the father to Alethea and Kaya and the grateful life partner to EJ, son and brother. He's a international speaker, post-humanist thinker, poet. And it's just been this amazing community of over 1,500 people from around the world. And he shared this note recently that I think just is a great reminder for us today. He says, "You see, when the world becomes too solid for nuance, when it hardens up and crystallizes into a binary that forces you to pick a side, compelling you to become intelligible to the hardness that creeps on its once loamy surfaces, cracks become the first responders. We need a politics of tenderness more than ever. Not tenderness as capitulation to particular conclusions that have already been made. Not tenderness as if you don't see the world as I do, there's something wrong with you. But tenderness as a nurturing of grace that allows something different, something even beautiful, to be born in the midst of the fires." And so today I just invite us to ask ourselves, how are we holding space for tenderness?
Wow. That's a beautiful way to start this episode, Omar. I've been feeling recently just the gravity of the times that we're in. And I feel like throughout this podcast, you know, there's been many days where we've been like this, there's so much going on. And I feel like it's on repeat a little bit and spiraling, you know, in this way of just, how do we be with all of it and not be destroyed by the heaviness that's present? And so I love that in this poem, there were themes around gentleness and grace that are such strong teachers in the gratitude blooming ecosystem, the cards and the words of nature. And so I love that that's the frame and opening question for what we're sitting with today.
I'd love to hear, Arlene, you know, as sort of where healing is so central to your art practice. And, you know, before we pick a card, and hopefully that card is in one of the three music albums that we now have out in the world of sound, what is coming to you as we really want to create space for tenderness?
I really think about the gentleness card that we have in our card deck, and I remember drawing that drawing. So it's a drawing of a gardenia, and the word paired with the gardenia is gentleness. But the day that I went to draw that, I had been sick. You know, this is the backstory of that drawing. Is I remember being really sick. I was in the middle of this 100-day project, and I felt like I couldn't go on. You know, so I think about what you were just saying, Belinda, about this feeling of like, how do we continue on without letting news of the world sort of destroy us? And I remember having that feeling like I didn't know if I could go on, and I drew. So, and I drew very gently. I drew very tenderly that drawing of the gardenia, and the word gentleness came. And so I wonder if there is a lesson in there about how we show up doing the things that we're doing from our hearts and continuing on.
One of the invitations that Bayo Akomolafe shares is just really to sit with the cracks. And sometimes, you know, there's an urgency to fill things up, right? And, you know, and I'm right now, what's coming to me is this image from back in 1992 in the civil unrest here in Los Angeles, and seeing buildings burn down and rubble in the streets. there was this crazy urgency to clean it all up. And I remember, like, literally within days, the streets were cleared and open. And it was this sort of like false reality. I was like, this looks cleaner than it was 72 hours ago. This is, and the feeling did not leave me though, right? Like the feeling that cities and democracy are a lot more fragile than we realize. And so, you know, I love that invitation to sit with the cracks, to sit with the rubble. You know, before we even clean the rubble up, can we just sit with it? You know, and in this moment where so much rubble is being created, right? How do we respond, right? Like, can we actually respond with just patience, right? Like, and, you know, in response, some people want to respond with more violence, and some people want to respond with, you know, cleaning things up and like restoring. And it's just like, no, how do we actually respond with that sort of tenderness and gentleness? You know, almost it's like not nonviolence doesn't mean non-action, right? And so sitting with crack does not mean non-action. It's just like, no, how do we just acknowledge what is here in such a, in a more tender way?
And in many ways, that energy feels like it's bringing more harmony and balance into a chaos climate. You know, like it's like, yes, there's still no answer. And I know that we've been talking a lot about that. Just, you know, how can we create space for the discomfort to arise and not run away from that? And maybe that's the first step, is the tenderness arrive. Because I do feel like in those moments of vulnerability, whether it's external or internal, that's when we need to bring that energy in before anything else can happen. Like that soft belly with, you know, otherwise, I think for me, what I've learned about myself is like, I am too quick to put on the armor and get stuff done and fix it. And it feels short-sighted to do that in the moment as a reaction to something that just happened.
So I think with that set of intentions, you know, let's pause and pick a gratitude blooming card. And I will go ahead and scroll, and you, Belinda or Arlene, can tell me when to pause.
I'm feeling the towards the end, Arlene, so you say when.
Okay, this, how about here?
Okay. And then 1 through 6 here on this row. We're going to go here.
Sounds good.
Okay. And just the inquiry is, even in the face of so many challenges and so much rubble, you know, how do we make room and sit with tenderness? Card number one, the anemone, representing the theme of forgiveness. Forgiveness can be one of the greatest gifts we give or receive. How can you express gratitude for being forgiven or give forgiveness to one in need? And so as we think about tenderness and sitting with the rubble, sitting with the cracks that may be in our lives and are certainly in the world, what comes up for you as you look at this art, the flower, this theme of forgiveness?
I have recently started paying attention more, Arlene, to the stems of your drawings. And I don't know if it's because I have literally worked with these cards for years now in so many different contexts. And so it's like, you know, you're just paying attention to what you're not seeing. And most recently, I've been playing with this practice of like not looking for what is obvious, but just playing with this idea of perspective. Like, what is it that I'm not seeing that's in front of me? And in this moment, when I look at this one tall, singular plant that I know is a very delicate flower from nature, I just wonder, you know, what does it take for the stem to hold up this delicate flower that, you know, is one petal is on its way out. And what does it feel like to breathe in the strength to hold yourself up in really challenging times? And what is that experience of giving and receiving for that's the stem of a flower? Or maybe it's like the back of my spine, you know, how it stands my body up. And in this moment, I feel like it's like allowing. It's like allowing the forgiveness to be received or to be given. And how can I create the clearest channel to allow for this to happen? Versus in other times, I felt like forgiveness is a very actionable thing. You know, like, who do I need to talk to? Or what do I need to say to myself? But in this moment, I'm just really feeling the, like, what is the energy that needs to be cleared or created in order for that to be really authentic and true?
I have to say, Belinda, that I've been thinking about this theme a lot just because of the event that we are doing with the Democracy Center. And this, you know, this is the theme we chose for our, you know, the larger art pop-up reflection booth. And it's exactly what you're saying. What's coming up for me is the reason why I think that this theme is so powerful is it really is a theme that sort of makes you face like whatever emotion is coming up. And it's not, again, not to act on it, but to notice, you know, we talk a lot about the importance of just when you notice and name an emotion, you can take away its power over you in some ways. And forgiveness feels like it has such a power because there's so many things involved in forgiveness. It could be that it could be anger, right? It could be shame. It could be embarrassment. You know, it really covers like a whole range of the emotional life that we live, right? So if you're going to forgive yourself or forgive somebody else, it really forces you to look at all the, you know, just the whole spectrum, you know, the whole, all the grays of the emotions that you're feeling. And I think that just the act of doing that is allowing you to stay in your power and not sort of be reacting to the emotion that's coming up. So I wouldn't have connected forgiveness with tenderness, really, but I feel like it's the perfect card, the perfect card for the question.
It is amazing how consistently that happens, where the question and the themes or the art kind of so align in that synchronous way. You know, I look really at the word forgive that you wrote in this very gentle, almost fragile kind of cursive on the card, forgive. And it's like, what are you forgiving versus what are you for taking, right? Like, what are you for? And if I may, I'm going to read a poem I wrote as part of the collective acceleration community that I'm part of, and it's called No Forgetting. Habit is the unconscious glove that separates us from direct contact to our awareness. Practice takes the gloves off so our hands can touch our hearts, shift our minds to remember our wholeness. Collective acceleration is how we change habits, like the murmuration of starlings dancing together, to the constant song of remembering. We live in a culture of forgetting, of always wanting more. We want to forget before we forgive or are forgiven. The scarcity of never enough lives in the shadows of the forgotten until we remember. We can rejoin and rejoice with each other anew in the current of abundant love.
I don't have words to process that. I'm so glad we're recording this podcast so I can go back and listen to
I can read it again. Words. Actually, I just, you know, I feel like that is actually a practice to read again. Habit is the unconscious glove that separates us from direct contact to our awareness. Practice takes the gloves off so our hands can touch our hearts, shift our minds to remember our wholeness. Collective acceleration is how we change habits, like the murmuration of starlings dancing together to the constant song of remembering. We live in a culture of forgetting, of always wanting more. We want to forget before we forgive or are forgiven. The scarcity of never enough lives in the shadows of the forgotten until we remember. We can rejoin and rejoice with each other anew in the current of abundant love.
Yeah, you got to take that armor off to be able to be in that remembering. I love the sensation of what it feels like to take the gloves off and feel your hands when you do that. You know, it's, for me, it's like usually soft and sweaty a little bit, and I'm touching my hands in this moment just to remember. What does that feel like?
And I love the way it starts about habit being the, I can't remember the exact words, but it hides our awareness from us. And that really resonates with me, is to be truly present in every moment. It's like you have to question your habits every now and then, right? I mean, it's probably impossible to always do that. So I really like the way the poem starts.
I think part of it, and, you know, talk about habit is that unconscious glove, you know, and it's to sit with tenderness is to like remove that armor, right? And to just be present and compassionate. And it's not that you can solve the problem, quote unquote, but maybe in the act of being sort of compassionate and being present, you know, there is a healing that starts to potentially happen. And in that silence, you know, we know that there's so much that can happen, right? Like when we hold any practice, the three intentions that we share every time is like, your inner teacher is your best guide. Therefore, there's no need to fix, save anyone else. And silence is a participant, right? And but it, there has to be a level, and we know how uncomfortable silence can be for folks, right? And, you know, because we're sort of left in some ways to be with those cracks in ourselves and in the world. And this is why, though, it's a practice, right? Like, because it is something that is sometimes very unconscious. And like, how do we bring that awareness? And whether it's through the music or the candles or the cards or the art or the conversations or the podcast, like these. And I would just say, like, what I'm grateful for right now is just the three of us and our practice together, right? Like that we have given ourselves permission to like sit in the crack of like, what is this co-creation? What is this emergence? You know, like, how do we hold space for all the challenges? Like everything that has happened in the 2+ years that we've been almost doing the collaboration in general, and I think maybe a year and a half or two now on the podcast, so much has changed. And, you know, and I think that is in some ways maybe the new normal, right? Like, is like, how do we constantly give each other and the communities that we're a part of that grace to sort of be like, oh, this change is uncomfortable and we have to like name it and be a part of it and not hold up the armor. And like, that's not the way to sort of manage through change, is not resist it, right? Like, is like, how do we sort of move with it?
So I love that now we have three albums out of four that align with our garden collection. And it's such a beautiful practice for us to just sit and be with the sound of forgiveness. And so I invite you all who are listening and watching and with us in this moment to just take this pause with us and just feel like, what does forgiveness feel like when you hear the music of forgiveness?
Here's the song Forgiveness from the Garden of Healing album. It's so beautiful that we can listen to these themes, reflect on the art, and just hold space for these conversations. And so I don't know if Belinda, if there's anything else, or Arlene, as we sort of invite people to pause in the cracks with tenderness and recognize the need for forgiveness.
I hope you can just hold that space for yourself and in community, just listening to the music or even lighting the candle for healing, just to say out loud that you're receiving this healing for yourself. I feel like that has ripple effects beyond what we can see or imagine. Just leaving that room for sitting with the cracks.
Wishing you grace and gentleness and forgiveness and all the things that you need to, you know, just hold tenderness in ways that are so important to our humanity. Wishing you well. Cheers.
Cheers.